This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
That's hour number two. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We've got your calls, and we will continue to go through them with you. You can always be part of this conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Sleeper picks, teams no one's talking about that you feel could win the Super Bowl this year. We've got some good ones. Popular already. Two people have called about the Steelers. The Pittsburgh
Steelers. Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts, yes.
But you're going back to the Cordell Stewart and Tommy Maddox days, baby.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yins is everywhere. They still believe. That's all that matters. So we have those calls. We will get to them. We got plenty more to get to, of course, on this show. We will talk with Rob Ninkovich here in about 10 minutes. We'll ask him who he thinks a sleeper pick would be to win the Super Bowl. Buster only get us with some baseball later on as well, as Bart and I will continue our rivalry, our battle over which New York team is actually better, which New York star is actually better, all that stuff. But you know what we need to do, Bart? Because training camps have opened. It's been open for a couple of weeks now. And you get to that point now where fatigue sets in. All the enthusiastic quotes about how everybody feels like this is going to be the year. Now you reach that point where guys But now you get to that point where people are saying things, maybe it's out of just exhaustion, fatigue, just frustration, whatever. They say stuff and you're like, well, what is he really trying to say here? You know, it's like the reality sets in about your team or a player and you're kind of like, I don't want to totally crap on him, but like this guy ain't that good. And here's why. And so we need the BS translator for these things. Now, we haven't used it in a while.
I know. Blow the dust off.
Yeah. No, it's like when you know the lawnmower you haven't used in a while. You got to, like, pull on it a couple
of
times.
Oil,
you
gotta, yeah.
You know, it's really not even that. Backpack blower, you ever like, try to start one of those? It drives me crazy. You just sit there, like, I'm gonna. You know, did you put gas in it? Yes, I put gas in it.
Oh.
Then you check again, make sure you do put gas in it.
It evaporated over the summer. Oh.
Damn it. Well, that's the other thing when they tell you, did you put the treatment in? What treatment?
the gasoline treatment.
No, I left it in the shed all winter. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm a winterizer. Yeah,
right. So we did that to the BS translator. We left it in the shed all winter. And now we've got to use it. Hopefully it'll work. So let's start it up. The BS translator.
This is the BS translator.
Do you understand?
With Bart Scott.
Whew. All right, we got it running. Good news. So we have a quarterback battle, I guess, situation, pillow fight in Carolina with the Panthers. Sam Darnold, the incumbent. Baker Mayfield, who they just traded for. The top two quarterbacks taken in the 2018 draft, and nobody really wants them. But they have them. In Carolina, Ben McAdoo is the offensive coordinator.
Wow.
He's all about Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield now going through different offensive systems, obviously, with all the coaching changes in Cleveland, and now here he is here. So, Bart, the BS translator, needs to clarify, what is Ben McAdoo really saying?
The thing for Baker is he's been in a lot of different offensive systems, going back to college and then coming through the pros. And, you know, he's bright and he really works at it. And I think that that helps him. You know, he's here very early in the morning. And I'm pretty sure he's burning the midnight oil to get caught up. He's someone that can study without necessarily having someone there sitting holding his hand. He can do it on his own and really, you know, figure things out that way. So he's a good communicator.
Oh.
So that's really helped us.
The only thing missing is he's got a good family and, you know, he's very faith-driven. Like, what else is missing there?
He's a great actor.
So what is Ben McAdoo really saying?
He's basically saying Sam Darnold's dumb. he was in a lot of systems, too, because he had two coaching changes with the Jets. He's been there. So this would be his fourth coordinator, but we don't give him credit for that.
Oh, right? And college. Don't forget college.
Yeah, and college. We don't give him credit for that. Basically, he's saying that I prefer Baker Mayfield, or I've been told that he's going to be the starter. This isn't really an open competition because the same roses that I gave to Baker Mayfield, I can say the exact same thing because their future has been basically parallel as far as multiple offensive coordinators, four for Sam Darnold, probably four for Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. So, you know, meh. He's saying, you know what? I got my marching orders.
Yeah.
Real Sam. But you are no longer a starter in this league. Mm. And not in the near future.
Yeah, until
Baker throws four picks, and they have the coach, right. Sam Darnold, after week six.
Anytime when you're asked to talk about a certain player and it's all about how hard he works,
yeah.
burning the midnight oil, and you don't have to hold his hand to get him to work. I mean, he just right. works. It's like,
Well, at least one Oklahoma court, former Oklahoma Yikes. Quarterback does that because yeah. The other one.
All right. Can we move on? The BS translator now is going to help us out with this one. Mac Jones. A lot of talk this week about how the Patriots' offense has struggled. In fact, there was a meeting on the field about how they've got to be better. The offensive line has not played well. Mac Jones in his second season. You've got Matt Patricia, a defensive guy, as the play caller on offense. A lot of just odd drama, which you don't normally get out of New England. And here's Mac Jones. 1 year under his belt, saying this about the performance of the offense.
I think we're close on a lot of things, so it's just that 2% that we need to fix. That takes time and patience, and I think we're making a lot of progress, so it's good. I'm going to figure it out. I always have, and I always will, and at the end of the day, you're going to have your ups and downs with anything new, but I've learned a lot of different systems, and the guys around me have too, and we know what football looks like. We know what a good play looks like, and the schematics behind it just needs to be more consistent, and we all trust in each other. At the end of the day, when I walk on the field and there's 10 people that look into my eyes, I know that they're going to trust me to do the right thing on game day.
Bart Scott, use the BS translator.
Yeah.
What is Mac Jones telling us here?
He's in trouble. Help me. I got a dude that
thinks
he's
doing. This was a hostage video, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Blink two times. You notice he kept blinking.
He just stood there like he looked miserable while he was talking.
So the thing that was supposed to be good about the fact that they hired within staff is that the verbiage and everything was the same. Clearly it's not. Clearly Josh McDaniels took his playbook with him and his verbiage and all his cheat codes as well. So now you got a dude with a number two pencil in his ear with no eraser, and he also thinks he's Doogie Howser MD, but he's never made offensive calls. Sit over here scripting up calls to a guy that's only coached special teams and the tight ends and Joe Judge. And for me, you talk about, I don't think not enough been made. If he's talking about he has to learn the system and learn, you know, things, that means it's different. So Mac Jones, after having a successful rookie year, is now learning another system, and that system may not be conducive because you got the blind leading the blind. You don't have an experienced offensive coordinator. Nobody on that staff is experienced in calling offensive plays. Nobody's done it before. And I don't know if I want somebody doing something for the first time in my career and wasting a year of mine, but that's where Mac Jones finds himself.
Yeah, there's a lot of concern there. And the belief is always that it's Bill Belichick. They always figure it out.
No, they don't.
But, you know, if we do a list tomorrow, since today we're doing the Super Bowl sleeper list, maybe tomorrow we do a sleeper bums list.
No, we can do a U-Haul
list. Teams that people think are going to be good.
We can do that, the resident pods. Like, everybody get them pods when they know they about to get cut and then the season over with game 10. Like, yeah, man, I know I ain't coming back.
Ship the cars, right? All right, we move on with the BS translator. Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
Yeah, listen to him talking about. Now, remember, there's no Davante Adams. They have a couple of rookie wide receivers. And then they have basically some journeyman guys as wide receivers as well. And A-Rod here talking about patience.
These guys, they busted. They for sure busted. And they're all talented athletically. But mentally, there's been some lapses for sure. But mistakes are going to happen. And the most important thing is to learn from those mistakes, not make repeat mistakes. That's why I said in the beginning, we need to have a lot of patience. And the expectations need to be reasonable.
Patience.
Yeah.
They're really working hard. What is the BS translator telling us that Aaron Rodgers is really saying here?
Hey, A-Ron is saying R-E-L-A-X, relax. Guess what? If you guys haven't noticed, I'm in a division that sucks. And it really don't matter because I'll have all season to figure it out before the postseason. We got time. You know, you talk about Sammy Watkins. Hopefully he's gelling his feet heels up. We got Lazard. We got some guys to kind of know what's going on. Randall Cobb I fought for. But I'll figure it out. Now, I can't speak to the postseason because that's when it gets real and I struggle. But regular season, I got Kirk Cousins. I got Goff. I got Justin Fields. We all right. At least till November. Then I get scared. But by that part, I'll have everybody on my psychedelic puff tree that I'm getting in it, right?
Hey, it's not illegal. They're not going to give him any trouble for it. So if it helps him expand his mind, he's going to need it with that wide receiver room, as they're going to need some patience, as he said. All right, that is the BS Translator. It's a good thing it worked. We obviously will bring it back throughout the NFL season. But coming up, we have Rob Ninkovich, who's going to come in and weigh on all things NFL and see who his sleeper Super Bowl pick is for the coming season. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Production.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You realize that when it says production out of read, you're not supposed to read that, right? Like, you know that.
Well, they supposed to put, they need to put that in a different color. Red, preferably. So that
put
means
it in
stop.
Red, italics, something like that.
Yeah, so that means stop. Don't
okay.
do it.
See, I know you're new to this business. You've only been in it for about, what, 8 years now?
So. I know, but Stosh has just got here. You know what I'm saying? So he does so things a little different. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know I had to be able to read a moving target.
Let's get some help here talking NFL, and we do that. We go to Rob Ninkovich, who joins us right now, ESPN NFL analyst, of course. Nink, how you doing?
What up, guys? Doing well.
Hey, so were you one of those guys that when you made a tackle, you would get up like it was really difficult to get up and like put your like knee in his gut and like mash your hand down like on his chest, like just make it as if it was hard to get up, but you're really just trying to make him feel a little more pain?
No, I would just get up.
Yeah, see,
I wasn't like that. Only time I ever had an issue, or only time something ever happened that I actually felt bad was in the Super Bowl playing Seattle. I had tackled Lynch, and I was getting up, and I didn't realize my hand was on his throat. I thought it was on the ground, and
Hey, man, what you doing, man?
No, he looked up. He looked up to me, and he kind of got his little crossed eyes, you know, and you can't really see him with the visor and stuff. But I was like, my bad. And he was like, oh, it's cool. And he just got up.
Yeah, he got a lazy guy.
Yeah, so do I. I got the same thing.
Hey, you know what?
Have you ever
Well, only a couple of times. I probably grabbed maybe 5 scrotums in my life, but it was serious business. You know what I'm saying? It was pivotal time in the game.
Phrasing?
I had to introduce him to my favorite Broadway show, The Nutcracker. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
No,
Phrasing.
Dirty. Bart, if you do that, you're dirty, bro. You're a dirty player, bro. You know that?
See?
No, it was times of weakness. It was only 5 times in my career, man. But I never snuck anybody. I always said them straight up. I just said, listen, give me the ball I want, and I'll give you your balls back.
I mean, we're just
one,
coming
one time
this
I was in a pile,
Phrasing.
And I had the fumble recovery. I had gotten it, but somebody was trying to get it from me, and they grabbed like my side chub, and they like my fat, and they like grabbed it like a fistful and just twisted it, and I was screaming. I said, "Get off of me! Get off of me! This shirt is squeezing my stomach." It hurt so bad.
Did you go to the bruise? Did you go to the abdominizer? Like, man, I gotta get this body fat down.
Yeah, so I got that plumber belly. I was like, I gotta get this thing. I gotta get on a diet.
I've never really quite heard it called side chub, but I do. When you explain it, it's very relatable. I will say that it is very relatable.
A little on the side, just a little bit. You grab it. You're like,
who knew that Neek was every man? You know what I'm saying? He's every man.
Who doesn't have side chub?
That's it.
In New York City,
I'm just a normal guy. Played 11 years in the league.
That's right.
That's it.
Rob Ninkovich joining us right now on the show. We were just playing Mac Jones from I guess yesterday's practice. Him talking about how, you know, I'll figure it out. I always have. It seemed like he was taking a lot of the brunt of the criticism or whatever it might be called, or why the offense for the Patriots has struggled in. I know it's just practice, but it literally has been a story. What do you make of that? What do you make of him? Kind of look like a hostage video too, but just make of what him. You know, going front and center saying, no, it's on me. I got to be better, and I will be better, and we'll figure it out.
I like it. I like that. I like that taking ownership and saying I've done it at every level, and he's figured it out. So, you know, I know there's been all the growing pains and all the reports coming out of camp that they haven't been ideal offensively. So, I mean, at least he's taking ownership of it. He understands that it's a challenge that he has to figure it out. And, you know, there's going to be some growing pains. Anytime you have a new offense installed with new coaches, it takes a little bit of time. So, you know, I'm interested to see this first preseason game tomorrow just on how they function in a real game, because practice is different. Once you get out in the game, you got to, you know, things have to step up a little bit, or, you know, you can get your butt handed to you. So we'll see tomorrow. I'm anticipating that game. I can't wait to see what they look like in the first couple series.
Well, you know, what surprises me when he said learning a new offense and learning new verbiage in the system, it surprised me because the system that Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick installed had worked so well, and it seemed like it had different packages that you can highlight based on the opponent. I know that they got rid of their fullback, so it seems to me that the Patriots are going to try and be a more modernized version of itself, spreading you out and maybe something more similar to what, you know, Mac Jones was used to and accustomed to in college, where you have this kind of spread offense. You know, we've been doing this thing on the show today about who do we think we're sleeping on. Are we potentially sleeping on the New England Patriots, and what's their realistic goals or where do you potentially see them at? Or what's
I mean, I think people probably are underestimating Bill and his ability to get things in order. You know, he's been doing it a long time. He understands offense. Even Matty P, you know, he started out as an assistant offensive line. So he started out with the offense, then he moved to the defensive side of things. So these coaches have definite experience with offense, and they understand the game. So, you know, I think that we're probably sleeping on their running backs. I think they got a heck of a running back room.
Yeah.
I think their offensive, their receivers and their skill position players could be pretty dang good. Their defense, you know, nobody's really talking about their defense either. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are underestimating what they could be just based on offseason, you know, first-round pick. They pick an offensive lineman, a true Bill move. So we'll see. I think, you know, what they can be and what they should try to aspire to be, I don't think they're going to overtake Buffalo. I think they can compete with Miami like they always have. And you look at the division, I think it's going to be tough for them to beat Buffalo with how they're built. But, you know, don't count them out, just similar to last year. I mean, I think a lot of people were counting out Mac Jones, and he came out to have the best rookie season quarterback showing of anybody
last year.
So we'll see. Time will tell us all.
Yeah. And again, the Patriots usually start out a little slow but figure it out. I love the way you described it. The last couple of days on Get Up was, it's like the snowball, right? By the end of the year, it's like that's when the snowball's really got the momentum and it's a lot bigger. But in the beginning, it's a little slow. And that's kind of how sometimes it's built. But Rob Ninkovich, you were part of great successful teams in New England, and you've seen being in a locker room where you just kind of trust they'll make the right move. The team will do the right thing, and in the end, you know, you will be successful. So I ask you, put yourself, if you were in Cleveland's locker room, and I asked Bart this as well, you're in their locker room, and you can see, you hear Roger Goodell and what he says. And it really does suggest that, okay, six games, probably not going to happen for Watson. It's probably going to be more. If that's the case, and we're talking about a majority of the season or the whole season, and you've got a roster like you've got in Cleveland, is there a part of you that's like, I don't want to be disrespectful to Jacoby Brissett, but it's Jacoby Brissett. Like, if Garoppolo is available, we should go get him. Would you be in that mindset?
Well, I play with Jacoby, and I know him as a player. He's a good player. He's a good football player. But, you couldn't put anybody in a position where they don't have the roster around them. I think, you put Brissett on a team that doesn't have, good skill position or good running backs or good offensive line. Yeah, I think any quarterback would struggle. Jimmy G is available, but we don't know, the asking price or what the 49ers want. They might be asking way too much for him, and a team's not willing to do that. If you're in the locker room of Cleveland, you know that the whole situation is messed up, but you can't let it waste. You can't have a wasted season because of it. So I would just focus, if I was a defensive player, like, look, we got all the pieces here. We got one of the best pass rushers in the league. Let's go do our end of the bargain on this side of the ball and make it easier for the offense. Let's create more turnovers. Let's score on defense. Let's take over the game on defense, and let's help out our quarterback. Let's help out the offense by being a better defense than we were last year. If you kind of mope around and you look at other people to do something about it, or like, hey, we lost our quarterback, we don't know how long he's going to be here, let's forget about the season. No, I don't think that's going to help the situation. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, you only have so many swings of the bat in football. You want to try and capitalize on every single year. You might be in a contract year. You got to go ball out so you can get paid. You want to make money. You want to provide for your family. You can't let other people's issues distract how you perform on the field.
No, so for you, again, it's we all we got, we all we need. That's the mentality that you would have in this.
And I got to go play, and I got to go provide. Like, I can't let the issue with the quarterback affect how I play defense and how I put food on the table. Like, if I start thinking about, who's our quarterback going to be? I mean, honestly, whatever. If we're 3-and-out every series and we got to be out there 80-plus plays, that's what we got to do. More plays for me to make more tackles, more sacks, and hopefully by the end of the year I'll be, helping my contract status.
Yeah, that's always the case as well. Well, we'll see what happens in Cleveland. We still don't even know how long Watson will be out. But, Nico, always good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us the time, my man.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Rob Ninkovich, again, ESPN NFL analyst. See him regularly.
They call it side chub.
Get up. And it's the side chub thing is something that I never really knew how to phrase, but now I do. And I can relate to it. I'm sure a lot of us, those listening, can relate to it, too. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on sleeper Super Bowl teams. And on the NBA side, we also have win totals. Oh, you love playing that game, right? Over, under. On win totals in the NBA. That's already out now in Vegas as well. Lots to get to. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. We have your calls. Super Bowl sleepers. Everybody wants to chime in on this. We'll give you that chance. We all know the game isn't over till it's over. Next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. So, Bart, before we get back into
Did you just quote Russell Wilson? That's the corniest, the thing that he... Yeah.
What is it?
We expected him to come up with something like, Broncos Nation, let's ride. Like, come on, man.
It's just part of the read.
Oh, okay.
Let's ride.
Okay.
It's funny. As we were talking in the break, Renee was talking about Steve Cohen, the Mets owner. He's just multi-billionaire by a whole lot of bees. And he's like, do you think he'd let me borrow some money? And it's like, let's be honest, you wouldn't pay it back.
Yeah, first
you're
not of all, really Yankee boy. Money. First of all, Yankee boy.
It's not even borrowing.
No like, you.
Like people that say, let me borrow some money. It's like, borrow? You ain't paying back. You know you're not paying it back.
Okay, Renee, what's Dom Smith's birthday? Lactavius, what's Dom Smith's birthday?
Why would you need to know that?
What's what?
because you need to be able to tell us something intimate really about the Mets to get some bread.
Big Mets.
So what did you ask
What's
me?
What's Dom Smith's birthday?
Dom Smith's birthday? I don't even think the Mets front office knows
Dom's birthday. Denied.
I mean, what am
don't
I?
Don't even bother.
Am I supposed to know that? Like,
yeah, don't even bother. Like, can we move on? Let's move on. So as we discuss Super Bowl sleepers and I give you the odds on different teams, how about this? So Caesars has put out NBA win totals. I mean, we're still 6 weeks away from training camp, but we got some win totals. We love playing the over-under game, Bart, don't we?
I love that.
All right. Let's begin with just this thought alone. Which team has the highest win total, in your estimation, going into next season?
For me, so basically ask me who's the Phoenix Suns of this season.
Who would have the highest? Caesar, who is Vegas saying has the highest win total?
Well, I would think Golden State.
All right, they're third. 52.5.
Vegas is wrong.
Well, I'm just, it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong in your opinion. I'm asking you what they decided. Give me a team. Come on.
I went Golden State.
And I told you that you're wrong. Okay, so all right, you don't want to guess another one.
Oh, yeah. Let's go the Giannis Bucks.
They're right below, actually, they're tied with the Warriors at 52.5. But no.
Clippers? Kawhi's coming back.
Clippers are right below the Bucks at 51.5. I mean, you're in a good range.
Oh, it's only a couple teams. It's only one team left.
There's two teams ahead of the Warriors.
Okay, what about the Kevin Durant-led Boston Celtics?
Well, they're not Kevin Durant-led yet, but the Boston Celtics is the right answer. 54.5. Would you take the over or under on the Celtics at 54.5?
Man, Robert Williams, man, is a difference maker, man. If he can
stay healthy. Yeah.
Ooh. Listen, if they got KD, man, they could challenge. They get KD, they could challenge the Bulls.
I don't think they're getting KD. I don't think that's even an option. I don't think the Celtics want to do that.
Who's still in the Kevin Durant hunt then?
Miami. If they could, they'd love to get him. Golden State should be. You know, like those are the kind of teams you're talking about at this point now.
And then, because of Jaylen Brown, should be the Celtics.
Yeah, Toronto, the Raptors, very interested in him.
Man, he is not going
over
there.
They can do a deal.
He is not going
over there. He has no control. He's on the contract for 4 years. He has no control over where he goes.
Drake would have to stay there at least two extra months out of the year just so he can have somebody.
Drake will make it worth his while, right? They can work that out.
He can practice at Drake's.
Isn't Toronto where the injury happened? Ooh. Remember when he popped his Achilles? Wasn't that at Toronto?
Nah.
Wasn't that Toronto? I thought it was. Okay.
I hope not.
I can't remember that finals now. It was such a blur. It happened so fast. All right. But anyway, the Celtics are at 54.5. The Suns are at 53.5. Then the teams you named, the Warriors, the Bucks, the Clippers. Miami Heat are the second. Like, think about that. Or third, I should say, in the East. 50.5. 50.5 over-under for the Miami Heat. Same as the Sixers. 50.5.
Mm.
You going over or under on that? Miami over 50? Over 50
wins. They grind draw, but we know
Sixers, I would take the over on the Sixers.
Yeah, because Jimmy Buckets don't play a lot in the regular season. He'll do that load management stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's not the player that he usually is.
Grizzlies at 50.5. Would you take the over for the Grizz?
Yeah, I think they're so young, man, that they're going to play with that energy, and they're going to hang around. They're going to play hard.
They look like they mean business, right, this coming year. Denver Nuggets, who are going to get, you know, again, Jamal Murray back. They got the two-time MVP.
I'm going over on that.
49.5.
I wouldn't even blink. Yeah. I wouldn't even blink. Porter, they getting two All-Stars back.
Dallas Mavericks at 48.5 with Luka. They added Christian Wood. They lost Jalen Brunson.
Where's the LeBrick Bricks?
Funny you say that. All right, I'm going to give you these. I'm going to give you the Nets, the Lakers, and the Knicks. You tell me who has the highest win total, according to Vegas, out of those three teams.
I mean, come on, man. Well, I think they're betting that Kevin Durant loves basketball so much that he's going to play basketball until he's not with the team no more. So I'm going to go with the Nets.
The Nets, yeah, 45.5. Lakers and Knicks, then. Let's go to those two teams, then. You're right about the Nets, they have the higher. 45.5 is not a very high win total.
Yeah.
But, again, because there's so much uncertainty about what's going to happen there. But Lakers and Knicks, if which team has the higher win total according to Caesars?
Well, two players on the Lakers are probably could beat four of the Knicks. So I'm going to go with the Lakers because they have two of the better players in the all elite.
44.5 is their win total. Would you take the over on the Lakers?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Seems like you should, right? Anthony Davis, if he comes back in shape. LeBron, just he's a force multiplier. And then there's Russell Westbrook, who's still there. And Darvin Ham is saying that, you know what, we're running our offense through AD and Russ, and Russ is going to be a better player this year than he was last year. We're going to make it work, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's literally 44 wins for a LeBron James team.
Yeah, man.
But you see how you hesitated? You know, remember last year they weren't even over 500. They were terrible. Do you take the over?
Hell no. Man,
you don't take the over. All right. Last team I'll throw at you then are the Knicks. I will ask you this: are the Knicks, according to Caesars, over 40 wins or under 40 wins? What are they giving them?
Listen, the Pistons are going to win. You heard it here. The Pistons are going to win more games than the Knicks.
Yeah. I didn't ask you that. Vegas is at 39.5 on the New York Knicks. 39.5?
After spending $100 million on Jalen Brunson?
Man, 39.5.
Brunson, are they getting Spider? Are they getting Donovan Mitchell?
Eventually.
If they get Donovan Mitchell, his war, speaking of wars.
What is it good for?
It's probably
so. The Knicks are at 39.5. Would you say take the over then? With assuming that you think Donovan Mitchell will be a Knick,
would you take the over? I'm
because right now you can get him at 39.5. Would you take the over?
Take it.
All right, you're taking the over. Now your Detroit Pistons. This is your team. You believe in them. You say they are going to win.
They're going to be disrespectful to him. They probably gave him 31 wins, but 31? We ain't doing that. But we're not doing that.
They don't even have 31.
Yeah, hold up. They had who finished the season stronger than them last year?
Didn't ask you that. You know how the season is. I will tell you this: there are five teams with a higher win total, with a lower win total than the Pistons, according to Caesars. Five of them: the Magic, the Thunder, the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Pacers. All are below the Pistons when it comes to win total. But they are, as I've just revealed to you, you said 31 wins. It's not 31. So, come on, real quick. Your team, your one you believe in. You're going to put your money down on them for the over. 27.5.
I said 28 at first.
You said 31.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I knew they were going to be highly disrespectful. What was their record last year? That's disrespectful, man. They got a young
quarterback.
All
right, Bart's putting his money down. So Bart's putting his money down on the Ravens and the Pistons.
The Ravens, the Colts.
Well, that's right. The Colts were the team. Colts, Ravens, Saints, Pistons. Bart's money going down on them for Super Bowl appearances and the over on 27.5 in Detroit. See if Bart makes money.
All I got to do is win 75% of my bets.
Or if he, like Renee, has to ask Steve Cohen for a little bit of a loan. It's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get back to your call. Super Bowl sleepers is Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We've been talking throughout the show about, you know, a team that nobody's talking about that will make the Super Bowl in your estimation. You're calling them, that's your sleeper. That we know our favorites, but this is a team no one's talking about, and I'm about to tell you that this is the team to watch that'll be there in February. Donovan is in Virginia. Donovan, who do you got?
Hey, man. I got the Minnesota Vikings, man. And I'm going to tell you this. If Kirk Cousins put the visor on, he's going to be an MVP candidate, man. That's all he needs. He just needs a little swag, a little drip, a little sauce, just something, man. That's all he needs, man.
What, you going to come out there like Malibu's Most Wanted? He MC Mayo right now? What the hell are we talking about? I'm going to swag him up.
Hey, Barhan, all you got to do is get the Colt Brennan vibes from Hawaii, man. Get the tennis court vibes. That's all you need, man. He hit the grid a couple years ago. He got the sauce in him, man. He good, man.
He got the sauce in him. He just got to let it out. I'll tell you what, Kevin O'Connor was a teammate of mine. And let's see how this offense looks now that, you know, I don't have any concerns when you think about, you know, the Minnesota Vikings on offense with Dalvin Cook. You think about Thielen and you think about Jefferson. Yep. I don't worry about that.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they'll be able to get it done that way. I just don't know defensively, you know, if they're going to be able to stop anybody.
And that division also, if you think about it, because the Bears aren't going to be any good. Right? The Lions are competitive, but they're the Lions. And then it's Green Bay. I mean, do you really think Green Bay?
The Packers of Green Bay.
Do you think, I mean, it's amazing how yesterday on Get Up we were talking about Green Bay as a team. And the question was, could they be better this year than they were last year?
Negative.
And I'm like, whoa, really? But that's the thinking is they could be. Because of some of the changes they made, Bakhtiari coming back eventually.
They're going to be great on defense. Wyatt was one of my favorite. He's a goon. He's an Aaron Donald type of player.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Dwayne is in Georgia, Dwayne.
Hi, good show, speaker. I'm thinking of the Patriots, and that was before y'all started talking about the Patriots and all. I do believe.
What makes you believe in New England? What is it about New England that's got you thinking they could be a sleeper for the Super Bowl?
All right. Okay. The AFC West is so good, and all them teams are so good that they're going to beat each other up.
Right.
I mean, I've been watching football for like 50 years. But to me, what Matt Jones said, that's like, yeah, we're just taking it, you know. We got to improve, but they're improving.
Are they better than Buffalo?
You know, Dwayne, that is a team that...
Are they better than Buffalo?
You believe them only because it's Bill Belichick. That's the only reason why you believe in them. But there's going to come a time they're going to lose.
Bart and Han.
All right, it's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We've got your calls coming at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Certainly continue the conversation with you. Let's go to Sean John in Detroit. What's up, Sean John?
What's good, players? How y'all doing?
Good, good. And yourself?
Okay. Let me know if y'all hearing any feedback on my phone, please.
Oh, we got you.
Now, let me get to the two topics. First, Brooklyn, and then let's start with the Lakers. Lakers and Brooklyn. Everybody, I don't know how a lot of people are missing this one key element for the Lakers. Bring back Magic Johnson and give him all the power he requires. Rob Pelinka, make it happen. Are we joking? Are we kidding ourselves? The Kirk the Rambuses help to make this happen? Are we kidding? Are we joking? You have to bring back the guy that started this blueprint. You have to, Genie Buss, or it's going to be possible disaster, or not necessarily disaster, but a shortcoming of getting that championship. And I can't believe a lot of people are not stating this about Magic Johnson coming back. Now, let me get to the Brooklyn Nets.
It's Magic who walked away, remember. It's Magic who walked away.
So that means
he walked away because she didn't give him the proper power that he desired. So she kind of took back the power when she was supposed to give him the power. Now, let's get to the Brooklyn Nets.
LeBron showed up and they took the power. Go ahead to the Nets real quick.
Let's get to the Brooklyn Nets, okay. You, Han, I challenge you to a debate on this, Han, because I can't believe you even said, how dare Kevin Durant make demands? Guess what? Brooklyn Nets, you were bottom feeders. You were mediocre. He would not have even been over there if Kyrie didn't say, hey, homie, come over here, play basketball with me. He could have went anyplace else.
Okay.
Brooklyn is ungrateful. They're ungrateful.
They gave him everything he wanted.
They gave him the coach they wanted.
It's not about the coach they wanted, but they gave him everything he wanted. We'll get James Harden in here. What did they do now? Your guy blew up our season. Blew up our season. And he's always doing what he wants to do on his own, separate, and we've had enough of it. That's not how you run a team.
Who, Kyrie?
Yes.
You're talking about Kyrie, not it was justified with Kyrie. You know why? You know how many people miss work during the
No, 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 you're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. No, that's not what happened. No. That's not what happened. He told us why he did this, and then he had his own practices, and he's undermining the coach. Forget about the whole vaccine thing. He's undermining the coach. He's doing what he wants to do. He's basically on his own. That's a joke? Well, that's the reality of the whole thing. That's the reality. You can't have a team with that. He made them relevant.
What did they get for it? What did they get for it?
They
didn't get any playoff series wins. They got no playoff series wins. No.
One playoff series
to win a championship.
And then what?
They were projected to win a championship for 3 years in a row.
And what did they do? And what did they do?
Hey, it's only
3 years.
Sean, you ain't no,
Sean. Give them 2 more years. Give them 2 more years. They will get a championship.
He didn't want 2 more years. He wanted a 4-year fully guaranteed. 4 years fully guaranteed. After all that mayhem, there was no way they were giving him that contract. And no one in the league was giving him that contract.
Brooklyn are bottom feeders. Brooklyn is irrelevant without those two.
Not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that part of it, that part of the argument,
irrelevant
though,
with them.
Give him what he wants, Sean.
They already gave him everything.
You can't. They get that. That's, and where did it lead you? That is not somebody you hand the keys to. They had to get back control of their franchise. That's what they had to do. And now Kevin's not happy, and he wants out. Well, fine. But he's under contract for 4 years. They do not have to trade him. They leave it on him now. Hey, Kevin, this is what we're doing. Do you want to play or not? Because if you don't want to play, that's a whole other conversation that we're going to have.
I mean,
because you're under contract. All right, we'll get into the future of one superstar who is stuck on a lousy team. We'll discuss next.
Bart and Han.